Hey, Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond sisters, it's Donna Rudowitz here, and today we have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Donna. Good morning.
It's so good.
Great
to see you. Likewise, and I cannot wait to get into our conversation. And before we do, just for those of you who are just tuning in to Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond and not sure like who this Donna girl is and what's going on is, I am a rapid transformational relationship coach, as well as a clinical psychotherapist. And what I do is I help women post-divorce reclaim their power, recover their brilliance, create an amazing life, and if and when ready, bring in the right partner. But what we're really doing is we're learning how to up-level our lives to our highest timeline, right? That this is the first time in our life that we're doing this work for us, not for anybody else. We're doing it for us. So Therese, welcome to the show. So
Thank
glad
you.
That you are here. And I love that you are currently moving through the program with us as a sister. And I can't wait to hear your journey. But before we get in there, why don't you let our sisters know kind of who you are, what you do, where you're from, and then we'll take it from there.
I'm Therese, and I live in Omaha, Nebraska, and I have two wonderful children, grown adult children, and three grandbabies.
Can you believe it when we say that? Like, I have two adult children, no grandbabies yet, but I'm guessing in the next 8 to 10 years that likely will be. But it's weird to say that, right? That
it is.
I know.
It is. When you feel so youthful yourself, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
And I just, by happenstance, and I am I've been looking for work for about 10 weeks now, and I am on LinkedIn all the time, Facebook, out there on social media, and never in my life had I ever seen anything about this Divorcing Gracefully.
Isn't that interesting how it comes to you? So let's stay here for a second, because I think this is so important. You know this now, you didn't know it then, but those are what I call the God wings and the little miracles, is that it is something that we had no idea that it's there, but I have found this consistently, even in my own journey, but I think every single woman who's a DGB sister has said similar, if not the same thing. I've never seen it before. I've never even heard it before. I didn't even know it was in existence. And out of nowhere, it was like this message that popped through, and I just got this feeling like I needed to follow it. I needed to just follow what the next step was.
Exactly. That's exactly how mm-hmm. I felt. Cause I was mm-hmm. like, you know, this looks like it's something that would really benefit me. And so I went through and followed through, and then requested my call. And it was just like, this is the miracle. This is the definitely I believe truly that it was a God thing,
yes.
The universe leading me to a group of empowered, beautiful, wonderful sisters that are going to help me every step of the journey to regain my self-confidence,
yes.
And start thinking about me first and putting me first.
You said it beautifully. You said it so beautifully. And it really is true, is that when we're alone, it feels like we're just out in the wind flapping around, and there's no grounding, there's no direction, and our brain and our heart knows there's something, but it's just, we can't see it because we're feel almost like detached, like we don't feel connected, right? And then it's because I believe here at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, and we might have shared this on your breakthrough call, I can't remember, but there's a, what I would call a synergy happening, meaning you were searching for what you needed and our sisterhood needed you. And that's where the energies matched.
And absolutely.
And we meet. And I do believe that our angels and our guides and our source are up there doing what they need to do. Because if you think about the chances of us meeting out of billions of people in the world, it's not likely, right? Like if you think about statistics,
absolutely.
So this is where we really step back and say, okay, this is really not about the world's way that we do things. There's really something a little higher than that, right? That's putting the pieces together. So what would you say when you first came to DGB, what were you suffering with? What were your, you know, things that you felt, I really need help here?
Just the fact that I've been out of a job Then I was married for 26 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And so just being alone and coping with that and, you know, with the grown children not needing you so much in their lives anymore. So there was a whole myriad of things going on. And it's just so enlightening and just such a blessing to know that you're not alone, mm-hmm. and that there are people going through the same thing as you. And a lot of people have been through worse. So it makes you kind of pull up your bootstraps and be like, all right, if they're getting through it and they're making it, I certainly can, because, yeah. you know, sure it's painful and sure it's an absolute change in your life, but there's this group. I mean, it's absolutely where I need to be, mm-hmm. and the kind of people I need to be around, the blessings I need to hear and be part of. I truly believe seeing that message, mm-hmm. was my first miracle, mm-hmm. in the group.
Yeah,
I really do.
I concur because I kind of look at it like it's a salve, meaning life isn't all bad, but we're in this state of suffering and there's a lot, yes. of worry and there's a lot of fear. And two, you know, I like to say the world has us attaching to references of what could go wrong. And you know, when you talk to someone and say, hey, you know, I'm going through a divorce or I'm post-divorce or this, is right away they come in, oh my God, my Aunt Sally, you know, oh my God, there's no good men out. They go right to the places that are hitting all of our fears, right?
Right.
Of where it is. And none of it is based in truth, right? It's just misinformation upon misinformation being translated again into, remember the game with the telephone game? You'd say one word and it, by the time it got to the end, it was a completely different meaning. And so this is why it's so important that we as women, when we have that internal nudge, that we follow it, because our guides and our angels really are trying to lead us out of the commotion, out of the chaos, out of the standard way the world does things, because it goes back to the saying, misery loves company. You know, there, yeah. are many people that are suffering, and not just in marriage and divorce. It could be financially, it could be with work, it could be with children, relationships, addiction, right? It could be, I mean, there's, like you said, a myriad of things that people are facing. And so what happens is when other people around us, intentions, albeit meaning well, like they're trying to do well, but they'll dump their garbage on you. And now you have not only your garbage, but you have their garbage. And now it's like, oh my God.
Exactly. Exactly.
How am I gonna, what's even possible for me? And then we begin to think limited.
Yes.
We begin to see, wow, maybe there's not an opportunity here. And so I love what you said about, you know, being part of the sisterhood in the community, because when we see a sister rise up with a challenge that she's been through, right? She could come to a group Q&A, the call the week before, and be
completely, oh, yes.
like crying and, you know, I don't know. And then the next week she comes to the call and you see, wow, like it doesn't mean that her problem's completely solved, but you see a different mindset shift. You see what happened in the shift, and it gives us the ability to say, wow. Right? Because if we think about quantum physics, and this is the part that I think is fascinating, if we think about quantum physics, when we see another person experiencing or operating in a way, we're not looking at it as a place of jealousy, but we're looking at it as a place of example, because now that is available for all of us.
Yes.
Right? It's available for all. So tell me where you are now. Like, what are you seeing? What are you feeling? What if you know, what's your kind of path on where you are at this moment?
Oh, so many synchronicities have been happening. I mean, I've gotten in touch with old friends that had been out of touch since the divorce. I have been keeping up with my regular friends, treating myself to different little things that I would usually be like, oh, no, don't do it. You know, I've just been open and receptive to everything. I have been getting job offers. I am at peace. I am moving forward. I feel like I am the center of my own universe and I'm in control because God is leading me on a path, and that I have the, I have all the tools that I need to get where I need to be. It's just that I need to go through the process, and I feel free. I feel like a load has been lifted off of me. I'm just so much gratitude, so much hope, instead of just being like, is this ever going to end? Am I ever going to feel like moving forward again? And it's just been beautiful. And, you know, people telling me that they've missed me, and
they missed you, right? Like the real you's coming back. Yes.
And how much they care about me. And it's just, it's so beautiful. And it's just like, I just, like I said, I feel like I'm at peace, and that I have, you know, I pray every night and just am so grateful, like with the part of our gratitude journal every day, to be part of this group and to be part of this opportunity, and just blessed. And I just feel like that is the, what I'm focusing now on, is all the positive things in my life and the happiness instead of the lack.
You're so perfect, because this is everything that I'm hearing you say is boiling down to one thing. And that's a choice, right? The choice to say, I am worth this work. The choice to say, I am worthy. The choice to say, because like you said, it's people think that their life is built, and the things that they get, including partners in their life or love, is based on these big fell swoops of these big actions that we take. But it's not. It's not, right. It's not the big things. The real truth is it's the little things. So when you're in the store, right? And you're like, oh, I love that bouquet of flowers. I'm just going to say, I would love to buy those. And then the lack or the limited thinking, oh, don't do it. You know, you could use that money somewhere else, or is it really worth it? And we like, okay. And we don't do it. We're basically priming our subconscious system to say, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. So guess what happens when we have to go look for a job? We're not worthy of that salary. When we're looking to bring in a person, a friend or a partner, we're not worth. And so what we begin to do is we keep attracting what it is we believe on the subconscious, not here, because you could say, oh, I deserve those flowers, but subconsciously you don't feel like you deserve those flowers. And so that's the pattern we will keep creating, is we will keep creating a place of suffering. And the moment you decided, remember that day one is like, I am not available for suffering.
That's right.
Challenges, yes, but suffering, no. And when you made the choice that I'm worth this, that I deserve the happiness, that I deserve hope, that I deserve peace, it wasn't like this magic wand just appeared. You began to do the work, right?
You
can't just come into Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond and be like, sit on your bed and be like, oh, everything's great. Like you literally have to do the work, right? Both inside and outside. You've got to do the work here, but you also have to practice and utilize the tools and utilize what you're learning on the outside. Because some of it's going to work really well and you're going to be like, great. And some of it's going to be like, oh, I need to refine it, or this worked well, or I need to do this. But here's where the biggest gift is for you. Oh my God, Therese. And this is what I wish for all of us. I truly do. And I wish this for you. If you are listening to Therese and myself, this is the one thing that I will wish for you and I will pray for you, is the gift of peace.
Yes.
And that is something money cannot buy. That is something you can't go to the store. Like Costco right now is selling gold bars. Don't ask me why. You can't go into Costco and buy a gold bar of peace, right? You've got to command it. And going back to what you said about the power, because the peace has always been within you.
Yes.
It's just, there's a couple of loads of laundry on it, because we're allowing the life circumstances, right? The external to impact the internal.
Absolutely. Yes. And putting yourself first as a mom, I think is something that a lot of us, I know personally, I struggle with, because it was always for everyone else. And putting yourself first feels great.
And have you found this, Therese? And tell me if you found this. I found when I began to put myself first, my kids actually thrived more.
Yes. Yes.
I thought I would be doing something they would hurt, or there'd be, I was taking something away, or, but they actually began to thrive more. They actually began to respect me more. They actually began to see me do the things, and then they modeled it and began to do things for themselves, which I never in a million years would have thought of.
Yeah. And they are, my kids are thriving in an exceptional way. Yep. I am so proud and so blessed and so grateful for the people that they've become and the friendship that we have, the love that we have for each other. I couldn't possibly ask for more.
Well, at the end of the day, Therese, and tell me if you agree with me on this, not that you have to, I'm just wondering, right? Because this is my belief system, is at the end of the day, when we've lived our life and we're going to transition to our next energetic phase, wherever that may be, is we're not looking for our job to say, oh, thank you for working those 1,000 hours a week, right? Or, you know, thank you for giving up your entire life for us, or like the watch, here's your watch that you get, you know, for being an employee for X amount of years. We're really looking for the relationships. We want our loved ones around us. We want our family around us. That's what matters most. You know,
absolutely.
All the other things are great. I enjoy nice things, right? I enjoy traveling. I enjoy doing those things. But those are meaningless if you don't have the relationships.
That is absolutely
right?
My same belief. Like, yes.
Meaningless.
It's God, family, and we have a very, very strong bond, and it's just, yeah, I don't know where I would be.
And what happens with divorce, and so this is the reason why I'm bringing this up for you, Therese, and I'm also bringing it up for you as you're listening to this, my sweet DGB sister, is what divorce has the tendency to do is steal your peace.
Yes.
And so what can happen, and it happens really freaking fast, is years could go by where your relationships are struggling, you're struggling, you're living in the past, you're living in the future, you're missing the most important gift, right? Which is the present moment, because
yes,
very insidious. You don't even realize. It's like they say, you know, how do you boil a frog? And it's 1 degree at a time, right? You put a frog in lukewarm water and you just turn it up and eventually that frog will boil. But
yep,
that's us. Like we don't realize, because what happens for many people who've been through divorce, post-divorce, whether it's 1 year, 5 year, 10 years, 30, it doesn't matter how long you've been in it or out of it, is you're just trying to do the day. And again, you're trying just to manage the fears of tomorrow, the worries of yesterday. And so you're robbed of living. And that's what we try to do here at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. We're not here to say we're going to solve every single problem you have and that everything's going to be butterflies and unicorns. But what we're going to say is you're going to have the tools, you're going to have the power, you're going to have the hope, you're going to have the peace, you're going to have the resilience so you can handle the challenges that are coming in, and you're going to be able to live your life.
Exactly.
With the people you love. And having those relationships that mean the most, because we think about all these big fell swoops that we have to manage our children's behaviors and their feelings and their emotions. We've got to manage the families. We've got to manage ours. And before you know it, the sad part is years go by. Like,
yeah,
5 years go by. If a year is like nothing, right? It's like, boom, gone. Next thing you know, it's 3 years. Next thing you know, it's 5 years. Next thing you know, it's 10 years. Next thing you know, it's 17 years. Like, it's literally, it's like, whoa, where did this time go? So that's the message. If you're listening to this and you're hearing, Therese, and you're hearing myself, Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond 100% may be your container. And we welcome a conversation with you. It may not be. Either way, this message, and I'm hoping the intention of this message is that it plants a seed in your head that if you're stuck or you feel that you just don't know which way to go, it's just a feeling. It's not a fact, right? There's other ways to think of it. So what would you say to, you know, your sisters who are listening to this, Therese, or women who are in the place where you were when you first found us? Like, what would you say to them?
I would say take the leap of faith, because that's what I feel like it is. And I feel like God's calling us, or the universe, to join this beautiful group of support and people that have been through the exact same things that we're going through.
Yes.
And that there is a light on the other side, and that there are people that care about you, and you are perfect as you are.
That's right. And
you are accepted into this group 100%, no judgment. Nobody's, you know, sitting behind your back going, oh, tee hee, look what happened to her.
Never.
Oh gosh, you know.
And that's the reason why we, and I'm putting on, if you want to book a call, this is the way you book a call, DonnaRodowitz.com/apply. But because it's simply not allowed, we don't attract women who are going to be that way. And there's no judgment for those women.
None.
There's plenty of other groups you could go to that have that, right? But like you said, we're a community of come as you are. There's no judgment, and you get just to lay it out, right?
Absolutely, of
where, and then all it takes, because you know what I'd like to say is things can and do change on a dime. All it takes is one different perspective for that seed to spill, and then boom.
Yes,
there goes.
I have learned so much on the calls, the Monday and Thursday calls. I mean, it just opens your mind to different perspectives. And, you know, you could be struggling with one point and you're just like, oh, it just seems insurmountable at the time. And then somebody just says something and you're just like, huh, I never thought of it that way. But now if I can, this is nothing. I can totally manage this and get through it.
And think about, you know, we're going to go a little deep here. So hold on to your seats, girls.
All right.
We're going deep. And when I say this, it's not about blame or shame or wrong or bad. It really just is an awareness, right, of seeing is that there is a general energy, I would say, that keeps people limited. You don't walk down the street and people are shooting for what's possible for you. You walk down the street, and if you listen to many people, they're always looking at what can't happen or what could go wrong or the challenge that they're facing, right? Unfortunately, you know, the Happy News Channel never made it because no one wanted to watch it. They want to watch the Sad News Channel, right? Because it's, so when we realize that we have been trained for mediocrity.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are a mediocrity woman and you like to live in mediocrity, I have no judgment. That is fine with me. Like you, if that's what brings you peace and you love it and you choose it and that's where you go, then go there. Like that is your absolute divine right to live in that way. But if you're here and you're divorced and gracefully and beyond sister, the mediocrity is just not an option.
Absolutely right. Yep.
Not an option.
Because we deserve better.
Yes. And we've got to command it and take it. Because no one's going to come to your doorstep and say, hi, Therese, I am the self-worth or the deserving fairy. And here's your package today.
Yeah.
Here it is, right? Like it's delivered to you. Like if we're, you know, and that's why when you said take the leap of faith, I have found this consistently in my life as well as every single sister. When we say, I'm going to wait for the stars to align, I'm going to wait when this is this way, I'm going to wait when this is this way, what happens is it's almost like there's a carrot that you, because you're constantly following, because guess what? Things never will line up that way.
No.
Things will never show up the way they're supposed to be. And quite frankly, likely when you make the decision to do this work, something will happen. That's one of your worst fears. Like if you fear finances, you'll probably have an extra bill that will come through. Or if you fear connection, you probably won't be able to log on to the first call the first night because you can't find it. Like it's going to play out every single fear that you have, right? That's what's likely is going to happen.
Yep.
Until we realize, wow, like it's It's our brain playing all these tricks. The difference, and here's when true transformation takes place, is when we, this is not just betting on a ranch. You're not just going to a casino and throwing, you know, like, hey, I'm just going to take a risk. This is not a risk. This is a sound investment in yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? So when you say, okay, I am taking this sound investment in myself and this is my outcome and I'm going to take the leap of faith and I'm going to command, that's when all of a sudden our life begins, like you said, job opportunities will start coming through. People, connections will start coming through. Deeper relationships with your children will start coming through. A level of peace will start coming through because the burdens are being lifted. So the true formula isn't waiting for all of your stars to align and making sure all the ducks are in a row, because I will, and I say this to whoever's listening to this, and I say this sincerely from me to you. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass. I'm not trying to force you into doing anything. And I'm certainly not trying to make you feel worse than you already are. But the real truth is, if you wait, you will never get the transformation.
That is 100% true, because
you won't.
It's just like, you know, finding the perfect partner, time to have your kids, you know, all the different things like that. If you wait till you have enough money or you have enough of something, it's never going to be the right time. You just have to do it.
And it figures it out. I will tell you, every single big decision that I've made for my investment in myself, it was never the right time. I never had the right amount of money. I never had the right resource. Never. Like, when I say never, I mean, and I'm saying, if there's any psychologists that read eyes, I'm looking at you. You could read my, this is not like 100% true.
Yes.
It was never the, it never, however, I had the leap of faith and I may have thrown up that night, right? Because I got nervous of like, how is it all going to work, right? What am I going to do? Like, how is it all? But I go right back to what I know is that this is 100%, I'm in exactly the right place. I'm exactly the right time. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. And then it's amazing how angels, guide, source, right? All of your guides will start giving you the little bits of information that give you peace that you're like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
This is good.
And nothing happens by accident.
Nothing. It's correct. There's zero accidents. And so, you know, it's such an important part of a woman who's been hurt by divorce to acknowledge herself and give herself grace that you did the best you could, right? You made the best decisions you could. There's so many things in life you could solve. This was not your problem to solve. You couldn't solve this problem. It doesn't make you a failure. It doesn't make you a person less worthy. It doesn't make you anything less than you are. It just makes you a human being going through an experience that we just didn't want. Like, no one planned this, but that's all you are. You're just a human being doing the best you could do. Now, you have a choice. Is my best sitting in suffering and wallowing, or is my best getting up off my ass, making a decision for myself, being open to the signs where I'm being led, and then taking the action and deciding? Because again, your transformation doesn't come from you hoping, wishing, and praying. It comes from you hoping, wishing, praying, and action.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. And believing, you have to put into your mind, your whole mindset changes, and you put yourself first, and you believe in everything that you put into your head is what your life becomes. And you believe in positivity and that you're powerful and that you have the grace to forgive yourself for any times that you maybe slip up or you wallow in your self-pity. But it's not staying stuck in that. It's taking that and saying, hey, self-pity, I see you. And yep. That's not what's going to serve me anymore. So thanks for coming in, but yep,
thanks for seeing me, but here's your hat. What's your hurry? And I think too, it goes back to, as women, we are problem solvers by trade.
Yes.
And on this side of our life, on the personal side, that problem solving doesn't serve us. You're not the general contractor of the universe. You are not God. And the more you try to solve this problem is the deeper you get into despair and suffering. And so the key is it not trying to figure it all out. The key is coming into alignment that if God has allowed this divorce to happen, this is not happening to me, it's happening for me. And I may not know the reasons why this has happened, but I'm allowing myself to give myself grace, right? And to make the decisions I need so I'm not in this space tomorrow. That,
right.
That I've made healthier decisions for myself.
Yes. And that is a big thing, is doing it for yourself because you care enough about
of yourself.
Yeah. About your personal being, and that you want to be the best version of yourself for the universe, for your children, for your family, for everybody that you meet. So they know that it's possible.
Yep.
That you can be divorced and you're not just some, you know, being that just is there.
Yeah. And that's the shame, I think, is one thing is we're not divorced women. We're women who've been through a divorce, right? So our identity now is, yes, I've been through a divorce. Like, if you look at any person on this earth, any person who's lived a certain amount of years, right? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, this will be a person who has had some sort of trauma or heartbreak somewhere along the line. They might have been fired. They might have had a friend who betrayed them. They might have had a person who betrayed them, right? They may have found out that they invested in something only to turn out it wasn't what they thought it was, right? Like, all these different things that have happened, right? But it all goes back to that leap of faith that we have, an understanding that we're all doing it for the first time, and that everything that we've been through up until this point has led us to do this work now.
Absolutely. Yes.
And nothing's for naught, right? Nothing has been wasted. All of those choices and all of those decisions are giving you the tools that you need in order to make the best decision for yourself today.
That I truly believe that. Yes.
And it's like we're building that trust in ourselves, that just because that happened doesn't mean it's our forever and it's our future and it's our fact. It just means we've learned.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And we're going to learn more, because you have two choices. You could stay in the fact of, again, the waves coming at you and you getting hit by the waves, or you could choose to swim out past the waves, take a surfboard and ride them.
That's
a different
right.
life.
Yes.
The waves absolutely. Are going to be the waves. You're not getting rid of the waves.
Yep.
But it's how you manage. So with that said, what's one thing that you want to leave to these, your beautiful sisters and women who are listening to this?
I would say, believe in yourself. You are powerful.
Yes.
You are stronger than you'll ever know.
Mm-hmm.
And that if the universe and God guide you to mm-hmm. this, take the leap of faith, because you are worth it.
Yes, I love it. You are worth it. And I'm putting this in. These are Teresa's, just going to put them up there so everybody could see. Believe in yourself. You are powerful. You are stronger than you'll ever know. And take that leap of faith. That's the universal's formula. See, when we try to use the world formula for transformation, it doesn't work. You know, 1 + 2 doesn't equal 4, right? It just doesn't. And you could do 2 + 1, you could do 0.5 plus, you know, 1.5. Like, you're just never going to get 4, because it's not the right formula. The right formula on this side of your life, as smart as you are, as intelligent you are, as beautiful as you are, isn't about figuring it out. It's about deciding what you want, being ready to receive it. When the opportunity comes, take the leap of faith and know that it will, your crooked paths will become straight. This is not about an if, it's a when.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes. And that's when life begins to change. And I don't care, you know, again, I don't care what resources you have or don't have. I don't care what time you have or don't have. I don't, it really, honestly, people will say, I don't have enough time. I don't have, it's all irrelevant. The moment you make the choice, you'll be surprised. Like, I'll never forget when I first started doing this work in my own journey, there was this one particular course that I was taking so I could really learn the principles myself, so I could teach them, because I'm always learning, right? So I could go through something, and if I feel it's worthy of teaching, then I could share it with you, right? So it was this one particular course I was taking, and I really wanted to take it. I felt it was going to be very valuable. It had a lot to do with quantum physics. And this is a long time ago, right? When quantum physics was just kind of starting. And the only time, at the time I was working full time, and the only time they had the classes were like smack dab in the middle of the day, like 1 to 2:30. Like it was like, you couldn't get a worse time for me.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I thought was, I can't do it because it's the time. And what, here's what I did. I actually registered for the course. I paid for the course. And then I went to my supervisor or my manager and I said, hey, this is really so very important to me. And I really want to, you know, is there any way I could rearrange my lunch or something? And do you know what he said? He was like, it was during that time, they had a little bit of a shift and they needed different people to cover different times. And the times that were my course was the times that were perfect for me to be out so I could cover it later on during the day when they really needed the help because they were going through a new project. And sure, I sacrificed some time, right? Because I would have been home an hour earlier usually. So I stayed an hour later at work. But to me, it was worth it. I was like, this is
absolutely, yes,
this is perfect. And so, you know, sometimes we think we're so myopic that we think that our desires must come to us in a certain way. And it has to be this way. And it's not that. You may say, you know, I'm looking for employment, right? And so a job may come to you where you're like, this is not the job that I want, but for whatever reason, it's going to give you some stability and certainty now. So you're like, okay, this is temporary. I'll take this now. Only to find out you take this job to find out there's someone else there who ends up leaving the company, goes to a new place, lets you know, and you double your salary. But you never would have got that double salary if you didn't take the first job because you never would have met that person. Does that make sense? And that's how the world works. Like you can't wait to do something and then figure it out. You've got to decide you're going to do it, commit, you're doing it. And then you'd be surprised how the universe and things happen and the people that you will meet come into play because it's all part of the plan. Our spirits are always guiding us to our next best step. The only reason why we haven't reached our next best step until now is because we've been trying to figure it out and we've been blocking our own potential.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. We're our own worst enemy.
And the moment we could get out of our way, it's like, whoosh, right? Like we could really begin to take off. So thank you so much, Therese. This conversation was fabulous. We could probably talk for 5 hours.
Oh, of course we could. Yes. I think because we're both great talkers and, yes. And I believe it's because we believe so strongly and, we want other women to have this opportunity and to be blessed and to be part of such a wonderful group. And I am just so grateful to be here. And I'm grateful for this opportunity.
Thank you. Because to me and to you, because we share the same belief, if there's one woman out there that's suffering because of divorce, it's one woman too many.
It is.
And there's no reason for you to be suffering. There's no reason for you to be struggling. There's no reason for you to be living a level of life and relationships that you want. The only thing that's stopping you, again, is you. And this doesn't have to be because you're doing something wrong or you're doing something bad or you made a mistake. It really just becomes a decision that I'm willing to take radical accountability and responsibility for my life. And it doesn't have to be in a way I'm a bull in a china closet. It's in a way that's very loving because you're joining a family. You're literally joining a family for life. Like you are with us for life. You have coaching support. You have sister support. You have events that we do. We have retreats that we do. We have fun things we do all year. So you're never alone anymore. And I think that's just such an important piece of the puzzle is to know that you're not alone, you know, that you've got it. So if you're ready to do the work and you want to learn what Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond is about, this is where you're going to go, donnarudowitz.com/apply. And on this call, we're going to hop in and we're just going to chat. And if I feel that DGB is your place, I will let you know. If I feel that it's not, I'm going to let you know what the best part in the journey is for you because, you know, as Therese and I were speaking, you know, we do believe, or I believe in this level of, if you're meant to be here, you're meant to be here. And if you're not, I'd rather guide you to where you're supposed to be so you could get your liberation. I'd rather part friends. And again, if you're meant to be here, I'll let you know. So go ahead and book a call because it's the only thing that you're doing is time. There's no cost to this call. And if you're not ready to book the call or you're not ready to necessarily do this work, may this conversation plant a seed for you, right? To at least begin for you to think like, where am I in my life? How am I operating in my life? Am I happy? Do I feel fulfilled? Where do I feel powerful? Where do I not? And begin to have that conversation because that's going to allow you to tap into spirit and be led and guided to where you're really supposed to be. So with that said, Therese, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you. I will see you on the calls.
Yes, I will be there. Looking so much forward to it.
All right, guys. I'll see you later. Bye, guys. Right, have a wonderful rest of the day. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.